When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. La 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 la
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Two people have been killed, at least 19 injured, after a Mexican Navy ship crashed into New York City's Brooklyn Bridge. Wilson Arambolis is the NYPD Special Operations Chief.
The ship was departing from Pier 17, where it was heading out to sea. The pilot, the captain that was maneuvering the ship, lost power and the current caused the ship to go right into the pillar of the bridge, hitting the mast of the ship.
At least one person has been killed after an explosion near a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. This local resident was knocked off his bicycle by the blast.
People should very rightly be shocked about things like this. What they're telling you is that your right to create a family is something that somebody is going to push against, that they're going to suppress, that they're going to say no to. It's incomprehensible, terrible sign of the times, terrible.
In St. Peter's Square today, bells rang out as Pope Leo XIV took his first Pope Mobile ride. The first American pope is being installed in a formal ceremony today. Israel has yet to respond publicly to a proposed deal to end the war with Hamas. The BBC's Wira Davis reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas would release 9 of the remaining hostages who are still alive in exchange for a 60-day truce. Also, a number of Palestinian prisoners would be released from Israeli jails. And critically, because of the desperate humanitarian situation in Gaza, around 400 trucks of aid would be allowed in every day as well as part of the deal.
Efforts continue to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke with CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Ultimately, one of the things that could help break this logjam, and perhaps the only thing that can, is a direct conversation between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. And he's already openly expressed a desire and a belief that that needs to happen. And hopefully that'll be worked out soon as well.
You're planning on that?
The president's made that offer already publicly. The mechanics of setting that kind of meeting up would require a little bit of work. So I can't say that's being planned as we speak in terms of picking a site and a date. But the president wants to do it. He wants to do it as soon as feasible. I think the Russian side has also expressed a willingness to do it. And so now it's just a question of bringing everyone together and figuring out where and when.
The full interview on CBS's Face the Nation. Journalism has mounted a shocking comeback to win the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. The heavy favorite made good on lofty expectations 2 weeks after finishing second in the Kentucky Derby.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Why'd I go to the doctor?
One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A new program in Memphis, Tennessee teams up local clergy members and the police. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
It's called the Clergy Academy. It's an opportunity for local religious leaders, including Pastor Vinveka Gray, to hear from and even ride along with police to experience crime fighting firsthand in Memphis, Tennessee.
After going through the program, and I've learned that there are so many different parts to what the police department does.
Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis says the program helps police address crime.
Clergy, they know not just the where things are happening, they know who it is that we might need to talk to.
The Memphis Police Department's Clergy Academy is in its 15th year. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Talks resume today in an effort to settle a strike between train engineers and New Jersey's commuter railroad. The strike began on Friday. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will clear out a bit today as a northeast wind develops. That cool breeze off the lake means highs in the middle 50s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds continue with morning lows in the lower 40s. Clouds in lower 50s for your Monday. It's 53 at our studios.
Girl, love you all the time. take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Hallelujah.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Now if you feel that you can't go on,
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm
ambition, don't be slow. No, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Foxville, I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, for later kisses, and a bit of conversation. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
trees seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
A girl he can't trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop
myself. Lightning striking again.
Just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by
Lightning striking again.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I know that 1 in 10 veterans struggle daily with mental health issues. Suicide is a real risk. If you or someone you love is struggling today, you are not alone. Support is at reachoutwis.org to find local resources available for you and your loved ones. Reach out today.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
I'm
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. At the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV is being installed. CBS's Sabrina Castle Franco tells us about the Pope's homily.
Before the start of the Mass, Pope Leo took his first Pope Mobile tour in St. Peter's Square. He then prayed at the tomb of St. Peter. During the Mass, he received the pallium, which symbolizes the Pope's role as a good shepherd, and the fisherman's ring. Tens of thousands turned out for the Mass, including presidents, patriarchs, and princes. The Pope urged love and unity. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
In Palm Springs, California, at least one person has been killed, four others injured in an explosion near a fertility clinic. CBS's